This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. A new study finds that a regional carbon cap-and-trade system has saved hundreds of lives and billions of dollars for New Englanders. Officials from the 9 participating states are currently working out the future of the program. WCAI's Heather Goldstone joins me now with more. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Steve.
Heather, let's start with the carbon cap-and-trade system. Explain it for us.
Right. So it's known affectionately as REGGIE, which is short for the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. There are 9 member states, the 6 states of New England, plus New York, Delaware, and Maryland. And what they do is collectively set caps on emissions. This has been going on since 2009, and a couple of studies in the past year or so have found that it is working. Greenhouse gas emissions are down 37% since 2009, and that's about 2.5 times greater reductions than have been seen in states that don't have a cap-and-trade system like this. Interesting, though, electricity costs have also gone down slightly in these states by about a few percent on average. And then, because this is not just the limits, but also a cap-and-trade program where power plants have to pay for the right to create emissions, this program has generated $2.5 billion in revenue for the participating states. And economies in the participating states have actually been growing faster than non-REGGIE states.
Well, how do these limits on greenhouse gas emissions affect people's health?
Well, so there's kind of a logic chain here, right? So if a power plant produces greenhouse gas emissions, they're often also producing particulate air pollution that is linked to adverse health effects. So conversely, if you limit greenhouse gas emissions, you reduce air pollution and you reduce those health effects. What this new study by Apt Associates does is put some numbers to that conclusion. They created some mathematical models for each step in that logic chain and then ran it either with or without those carbon caps in place. And what they found is that an estimated 300 to 830 premature deaths have been avoided, hundreds fewer heart attacks, thousands of avoided asthma attacks and respiratory illnesses. And then that translates to somewhere between 39 and 47,000 sick days or non-work days that have been restored to being productive days. Here's Michelle Mannion. She's one of the lead authors of the new study.
What our modeling does is it creates an economic value associated with reducing all of those adverse effects. And our estimate is nearly $6 billion.
Now, this study isn't looking at actual health records, right? This is all based on modeling.
Yeah, it is. It's just modeling in this case. It would be too hard to disentangle what would be responsible, say, for a drop in ER visits and attribute that specifically to cap and trade. But Mannion emphasizes that each of the models that has been used in this study is based on empirical data and has gone through a thorough peer review. And you know, what this can do, at least, is maybe not give you a hard and fast single number, but a scale of the kind of benefits that you can see from this kind of program.
Now, governors and other officials from the 9 participating Northeast states, they've been discussing the future of this cap-and-trade program for months now. Where does that process stand?
Well, they started meeting in August and were expected to have a proposed plan for new caps for 2021 through 2030 in place by the end of 2016. That's been pushed back in part because of changes at the federal level. They're now doing some work to see how things might play out if President Obama's Clean Power Plan were to be struck down in the courts or abandoned by the incoming administration. But it's not off the radar. Earlier this week, Governor Cuomo of New York pledged to cut the carbon cap by 30% by 2030. That's about a 3% per year drop in the emissions levels between 2021 and 2030. Interestingly, states have already been doing better than that. REGGIE states have already been cutting carbon emissions by about 5% per year since 2005. And last fall, that 5% per year drop is what Governor Baker publicly called for continuing. And the Baker administration did provide a statement this week saying that they remain committed to REGGIE.
That's WCAI science correspondent Heather Goldstone. Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure.
Our weekly conversations with Heather are part of the Living Lab Radio Project. Major support for Living Lab is provided by the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet.